before what? You get there with that the spray that people use in bathrooms.
Get some hand sanitizer. Purell and just Santa. Rub them down with
it. Can you imagine if a kid sat on the lap and was like, hold on 1 second, squirt, squirt. Would you mind putting the little on there, Santa?
Out of context, that's a really rough sentence.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Well, this is our happy holidays to everybody who is out there celebrating the holidays or not celebrating the holidays.
Happy holidays to everyone or not happy holidays.
Or not happy holidays. I wanted to talk a little bit about Chrismica. I don't know if you were aware of Chrismica. I was not.
I've heard the term bandied about by all kinds of people, but tell us more about this.
Well, this year it's happening because it's the convergence of Christmas and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah all on the same time. I think Hanukkah starts the 24th.
It's a perfect storm of celebration.
Exactly. It's a perfect storm of holiday mirth or mayhem. So Chrismica is a pop cultural portmanteau neologism that was created on the OC. I have never seen the OC. Have you ever seen it before?
No.
Okay. So it's a TV drama. I think it's a lot of white people on the West Coast. Okay. It's kind of like 90210, I think, but maybe wealthier and more current. So there's a character, Seth Cohen, creates the holiday, Chrismica, to signify his upbringing in an interfaith household. So this character had a Jewish father and a Protestant mother, and apparently being Jewish in the OC makes things difficult in Orange County.
Okay.
As an East Coast person, I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, okay, but over there.
Well, I guess there it made him kind of, the character, feel like an outcast. So they address this in the show by creating this thing called Chrismica. It's also an ironic alternative holiday, much like the Seinfeld-derived Festivus.
Okay.
Which I celebrated last year and was very fun.
Yes.
Festivus is incredible. So apparently, though, this Chrismica thing has caught on. So it's come out of the TV show. Where the character in the show celebrated it every year in a different way.
Okay.
So they would have one, I think one year they said they had one gift on each day of Hanukkah.
Okay.
Like a Hanukkah bush and a menorah, a Christmas bush, or whatever you want to call it. Then one year they just had 8 presents on one day. So different ways of doing it. The guy who created, Josh Schwartz, who created the show, the OC, so maybe it was based on some of his, how he felt. They were originally going to call it Hanimus, which is terrible. Hanimus.
Hanimus.
So like Hanukkah plus Christmas. Hanimus.
That's a hard one.
And he said, my experience as being a Jewish kid from the East Coast and coming to USC and being surrounded by kids from Newport Beach who were water polo players and these very blonde girls who only wanted to date them, I felt like an outsider. Even trying to talk about Hanukkah with some of them was like coming from an alien planet. So bizarre. I haven't been to the OC. I've been on the West Coast, but once again, I know a lot of Jewish people. I feel like everywhere I go, it's not a weird thing for me. But apparently it was strange for him. So the show is apparently about outsiders. Ryan, was the most obvious outsider as
you know,
Seth,
Ryan.
As Seth. You know, Ryan. That sounds like a real outside name.
He was much maligned.
No one could even pronounce it.
Ostracized.
What was his last name? Smith?
Ryan Smith. Right.
The idea of a mixed, and this is their idea of mixed, half Jewish, half Christian. That's how white the OC is.
Oh, my God.
That's why we consider interracial as well out there. A family in Newport would also contribute to the Cohen outsider family status. That part of the identity was important. So Seth, the character, coined this holiday to celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah together.
Right.
Eh, whatever. So
it sounds like an 80s movie.
It is.
But TV show. A very special episode of Different Strokes.
Same. I agree. But this was from, the OC was from 2003 to 2007. And I'm like, so this show was set in 2003 and it was still odd for a family to have to be half Jewish, half Christian, whatever that means.
Sounds like somebody dug out a script from 1982 and was like, we'll use this.
Yeah. So in 2004, Chrismica.com was launched by Ron and Michelle Gompertz, a Jewish-Christian intermarried couple in Bozeman, Montana. And the website took the fictional Chrismica from the OC and brought it into reality. They sold funny greeting cards, made up some mythology about the holiday, and Chrismica.com was widely credited for popularizing Chrismica from the non-television watching audience. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is like a West Coast thing. Because on the East Coast, like, Christmas, yeah. Hanukkah, like, sure, whatever. So then apparently the Catholic League of New York, the Catholic League period got upset and banded together with the New York Board of Rabbis to say that Chrismica was insulting to both Jews and Christians. Mm-hmm. It's not a real holiday, though. I don't know what to say. It's just people trying to, like, make it more bearable. I didn't grow up with an interfaith family, but I imagine it could be kind of difficult. And this is like a way for people to bring their traditions together in a lighthearted way.
It's hard. It's difficult with a family and kids because when you have children, you want to give them something.
Yeah.
Some kind of tradition. And so now you have to be like, well, let's
mix it up. Mean, also, let's face it, Christmas has become so commercial now that I don't think it's gone past. No one's really, even people I know who are very deeply, you know, devoted to their Christianity are not celebrating the holiday in a way that's not commercial. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's doing it. Even when we were kids, like, even the most religious people we know would still have the tree and the presents. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's like, you know, whatever. Anyway, so that's pretty much Chrismica, or also Chrismonica, it can be called. You can either celebrate 8 days of Christmas Hanukkah or 12 days. Christmas Hanukkah.
12 days, it's like,
yeah.
You're on your last candy cane, like, I gotta make this.
And then the Chrismonica was on a show called The Strangerhood. I don't know. I've never heard of this show. There's also other neologisms are Chrismahana Kwanzaa, Hanu Kwanzmas as well.
Oh my God, this is just a mishmash of
Chrismahana Kwanzaa. That's it. Chrismahana Kwanzaa. I remember years ago, I think it was a...
I should get a point because I just said it.
Yeah, and sang it. Old Navy did a thing years ago where they did like Chrismahana Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
And people got really, really upset about it because they were like, how dare you commercialize this? I'm like, commercialize this already commercial holiday?
It's already
holiday?
It's already commercialized.
I don't know what to say. If you want to celebrate Christmas without the commercial aspect of it, I don't know. You probably have to do it in a cave.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Because I grew up Christian, but I can't remember what we used to do. Oh, you could do a vigil. Did you guys ever do that? Go to Christmas Eve vigil?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in a very Catholic family, so we did a lot of the religious, old school religious
aspect. But do people still do that now?
Yeah.
Is the next generation still doing that kind of stuff?
Some do.
So do you go like a mass?
Yeah, you go to mass.
On Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Either one.
Okay.
You either go to midnight mass, or I think it's like after 5 o'clock. On Saturday, it counts as a Sunday mass.
You guys are the worst with that. Not only is it only 20 minutes long.
It's an hour.
Oh, it's an hour? I wished our church was an hour when I was a kid.
Oh, that
so it's an hour. Hard. So it's an hour long 5 p.m. midnight mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so you could go at 5, from 5 to 6,
mm-hmm.
or you could go at midnight, or you go the next day.
Do they shut it down at 6, or are people looking at their watch at like 5:49? Like, need to wrap this up.
Everyone kind of... what's funny is you look...
Because that's long for Catholics, an hour.
Towards the very end of the Mass is communion. That's when you go up
get
the wafer.
The wine.
And the wine or whatever. And some people don't even go right back to their pew. They just head out the door.
Are you serious?
And you look to see who are those people.
And they're heading the corner and they're out of here.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, they still have God in their mouth.
And they're just heading out the door. They're like, we got our peace.
Yeah.
We're out of here. I like that style. There were a few people, because we only had communion once a month. And I remember one or two people trying to cut out the side exit and people being like,
Yeah.
They can't even wait for the collection.
Yeah. No, but you know, there's Advent, which is the 4 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, I remember this from Catholic school.
Light a candle.
It's a lot of stuff happening.
And the youngest person gets to light the candle. It's like, ooh, so, you know, it's nice because it's like, oh, you're young and you get to play with fire.
You get to do something, yeah. You get to play with fire.
Yeah. And you get to do something. It's usually the oldest gets to do everything.
I just remember one time and last time my mom took me, there was a vigil because you're waiting for Christ to come back.
Yeah.
Of course, me being an asshole, I'm like, he's not coming, but I'll go to this vigil and I'll show you all. that he is not going to show up. And my mom was like, you know, I was too young to understand the symbolism aspect of it. So I thought they were literally like waiting. Everybody sitting in this church waiting for Jesus to show
up. I could imagine a young Jaquetta, arms folded, fools, yes, all of them.
Exactly.
All of them.
A little tiny asshole Jaquetta with a Jerry curl. You idiots. I'm waiting at 12:01. I'm like, he didn't come, and he didn't come. Anyway, what do you have?
I have your advice on advice.
All right, advice on advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice sense. Hashtag advice on advice. So this is some holiday advice.
This is holiday advice. Okay. This is from the Dear Sugar
column. Nice.
Dear Sugar, kind of crazy, but my girlfriend is seriously turned on by Santa Claus. The old dude, big belly, white beard, his power to find out if you're naughty or nice, etc.
Okay. I mean, I get that last part, but sure.
The whole thing just gets her going. It's our first Christmas together. We're both in our early 30s. We started dating about 10 months ago, and now we're in love.
Okay.
She rocks. Great sense of humor, sweet personality, intelligent, hot, and the best sex I ever had.
Okay. Will Santa be coming down the chimney this year, I guess is the question.
Yeah. She told me about the Santa fantasy a few weeks ago when Santa started to pop up all over the place.
This woman probably can't contain herself. Yeah. She has to stay at home.
She gets especially turned on when she sees an actual Santa.
Okay.
Which starts her thinking about sitting on his lap and what could happen next.
Huh?
You get the picture.
What could happen next is that you give him your list of things you like, and then you move on.
Yeah.
So that a child can come up there and sit on his lap.
So here's my question. My sister has two young sons. A few years ago, she bought a Santa suit, and I've been dressing up in it.
No, the answer's no.
I've been dressing up in it and going over her place to give my nephews a thrill on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
I don't have kids of my own yet, but I love my nephews like mad, and it's cool to see how excited they get when I, a.k.a. Santa, walk in the door.
Okay.
Anyway, you know what's coming next, right?
Yeah.
It occurred to me that if I keep the suit an extra day, I could give my girlfriend a thrill, too.
Excuse me? He has to return the suit?
Yeah.
Every year?
I know.
Wait, is it a rental suit or is it a suit he's getting from his sister?
Like, that's what I... Didn't he say that?
Oh, did I miss that part? Sorry.
She bought a Santa suit. No, it's his.
So why can't he keep it?
No, she bought the suit. So he has to give the suit back to his sister.
Is somebody else working the suit for the rest of the year?
I guess so.
Exactly. Right? Why does she need to give the suit back?
Because it's Christmas, and then he needs it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Yeah, he's married someone like a sister.
Oh,
yep.
Boy,
there's something going on here. Okay.
Oh, that's another layer.
We threw that layer on. That layer wasn't there originally.
Okay. It occurred to me that if I keep the suit an extra day, I could give my girlfriend a thrill too. I wouldn't tell my sister about it or anything.
Yeah, please
obviously.
Don't. Please don't. And get the suit cleaned.
Yeah.
For the love of all that is holy.
Yeah, I just put the suit to a little extra use before I returned it. Creepy? Good idea? Bad idea? It's not my fantasy, personally.
Don't try to back out of this one. You know you're into it.
Yeah, but I guess it would be fun enough. What does the sweet and sultry sugar make of this plan? Thanks, sexy Santa.
Okay, before we even hear the advice, I have to say that I applaud this couple for being able to share what they like with each other.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a negative response to it. He's just wondering, like, can he make this work for her? Is it creepy? Like, is it going to be comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it's coming from a good place. And although, get your own damn suit,
Your own suit. That's my advice. Get your own suit and do the thing.
Because for this, like, kind of sexy thing, maybe she doesn't want a full Santa suit. Maybe she's just looking for a belt buckle, a hat, a pair of boots.
But yeah, like a little, like a strap-on beard.
Yeah. Or two, shall we say. You know, appropriately placed.
Right, yeah. No, he has to kind of suss out from her what she really likes.
Yeah, or maybe it's just a smile and a scroll of who's been naughty and nice.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Or come sit on my lap.
Yeah.
And do like maybe the essence of Santa.
Yes.
Sit on my lap and tell me what you want. Yeah, Whisper in my ear.
And you don't have to go full Santa. Okay, let's hear what they say. And get your own suit, though.
Get your own suit.
Can't say that enough.
Yeah. Dear sexy Santa, it's letters like yours that make me happy I'm sugar. That's beautiful. That's hilarious. Your giving spirit is genuinely what this holiday is all about, isn't it?
Okay, I think some people might disagree that that's what the holiday is all about, but go ahead.
I say, let her have it, sweet pea. Stuff that woman's stocky the only way Santa knows how.
Okay, you know what, lady? Cool your jets.
Come on, sugar.
Okay.
No, is that if you? Yeah.
No, go for it.
Go for it. Find out what. Get your
find
own
out
suit.
What it is. Like, make sure.
Step one.
Get your own suit, regardless.
Yeah. And stop. Yeah.
But find out exactly what it is that she wants.
Yeah.
Because it's a fantasy.
Yeah.
So the you can't take it too literally.
Yeah. You can't say this is, you're going to actually act out every single thing in the fantasy.
Unless that's what this person wants. And then they have to be specific about it.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I like that. Yeah. A sexy Santa.
Yeah.
I think it's.
I like the extra layer that we uncovered with his own sister.
There's something going on. His own sister needs that suit back.
Yeah.
Immediately. So I found this in Business Insider, the real cost of the 12 days of Christmas. So this is based on the song, you know, the 5 golden rings. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part, because that's the part you shout out when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You wait for that. You're like, 5 golden rings.
Everybody loves that part.
And then the other ones, we didn't know what they were. There was like 4.
Calling birds.
Yeah, collard greens. I think that's probably what I said as a kid. Because I didn't know what a calling bird is. What is a calling bird?
It's a bird that calls.
You didn't say that with a lot of confidence.
If you're really going to quiz me, I wish I studied for this.
So they actually went out.
4 collard greens.
4 collard greens.
3 French fries.
3 French fries. Yes. Turtle doves I got, though, because people had turtle doves around. So they went out and found out how much it would cost every year for the past, like, 30 years to assemble these things.
Okay.
Including the Lords of Leaping, the ladies dancing, the maids of milking. These are people they went on, they found out how much it would cost to get, what is it?
Oh, and the swans are swimming?
Yeah, swans are swimming, this kind of thing.
But the 6 geese are laying.
That too. They got them from New Jersey. So PNC released its annual Christmas price index on Friday. It showed the prices for items from the 12 days of Christmas have risen 0.7% since last year.
Okay.
Which is slightly up from the 0.6% it rose the year before. So everything from the partridges on day one to the drummers on day 12 cost $156,507.88. That's the core index, including the volatile swan prices, which rose 1.1%. Mm-hmm. So they put this together. The full breakdown is pretty interesting. The one partridge in a pear tree is $209.
Oh,
just the one?
Oh, I thought it would be more.
I did too. The partridge is actually down 20% from last year.
All right.
The partridge was $25.
Surplus of partridges. Yeah.
Turtle doves are up 29% this year.
Oh.
So they were $290 last year, $375 this year.
Ooh.
The same turtle doves.
Same turtle dove.
The most expensive item on here, more than the drummers drumming, more than the lords are leaping, more than the 9 ladies dancing, was $13,000 for 7 swans of swimming.
$13,000. Where are they getting these swans?
I have no idea.
And where are they swimming? I think that is the cost.
Oh, the pond?
The pond. The pond or the lake.
Now, for some bizarre reason, 8 maids of milking only cost $58. I have no...
That's rude.
I have no idea if they just went to a regular farm and were like, 8 ladies, how much would you charge to milk a cow?
Yeah, and they're like,
oh. 9 ladies dancing was $7,500.
Yeah, you betcha.
10 lords of leaping, cheaper. That's $5,500 for one more lord leaping than lady. 11 pipers piping, even cheaper, at $2,600. Very
musicians,
cheap.
Musicians, because there's so
drummers,
many.
$2,800.
Yeah.
Also very cheap. So it was, pretty interesting.
They should come to Funkadelic Studios.
Yeah.
And get their musicians here.
So what they say here, for example, the geese are sourced from a waterfowl farm in New Jersey, as were the trees.
Wow.
So those are the actual 12 days of Christmas. That was kind of interesting. All right, what do you have?
I got the 4 R's.
I have some very short tales from the campfire, and
okay.
I know you have tales too.
I have my tale is even shorter than that.
Okay.
My tale is like a 1-minute tale.
Well, in the history of Christmas, days of yore, ghost stories were popular to be told at Christmas time and in the winter in general.
Yeah.
That was the time to tell a ghost story.
That was when you did it.
In the spirit of Christmas, here's a tale from the campfire.
All right, let's hear it. Okay. Gather around, ye holiday tale listeners.
Yes. This is called the Haunted Tree.
Sorry. It's been anticlimactic. The Haunted Tree.
Yes, my parents.
Haunted Tree.
Yeah, the Haunted Tree. I was waiting for that.
Yes, no, that leaf is haunted. Get back.
Yeah, my parents and I lived in a small home that was around 90 years old.
Okay.
The year would have been 1996.
The year would have been? It sounds so archaic. It's just the 90s.
Yeah. We lived there from the time I was 7 years old to the time I was 19.
Okay.
From the very day that I moved in, I felt that I was not alone.
Okay.
One year around Christmas time, I was having a friend spend the night. The heat had just shut off briefly, and she and I were sitting in the living room watching television.
Freezing our asses off.
Yeah, when the temperature dropped substantially. As I rose to turn on the heat, the Christmas tree began to shake violently. Ornaments were falling off right and left, and she and I were terrified.
That's scary. I'm onto there.
Yeah, that's really scary.
That's when I just gather up my belongings and just head for the exits.
Yes.
Like, Katie, good luck.
Yes, we ran upstairs and lay down on my bed.
Really?
My white cat curled up with us, and my door was open slightly.
Bad move.
Yeah. When I gazed out into the dark hallway, I was horrified to see a tall white figure run down the hall.
Oh, yeah, someone was shaking up the place.
Yeah, I turned to my friend and she acknowledged what she had seen, the exact same thing.
A small white figure?
No, a tall white figure.
A tall white figure, okay.
She never spent the night again.
Well,
so, didn't work.
The party's over.
Yeah, if you have your lady friend over and you're 19 years old, you're rigging somebody to shake the Christmas tree. Hurry, get in my bed.
Yeah.
We'll be safe there.
And then your cat gets in as well? No, I'm out of here.
With a cat.
That's the story?
That's the story.
Oh, wow.
So the tree was shaking and they saw a white figure run down the hall.
What do you think it was?
It was maybe the ghost of Christmas present.
And what was it trying to do?
Shake
things up a bit? It was trying to shake things up.
Well, so, it was like, look, pay attention to me.
Yeah.
But if you said that, I wished I knew more about the house.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good story, but he spent so much time on the timing of it.
Yeah.
And less about the history of the house. Yeah, the history is very important.
He said he never felt alone. I wanted to hear a few more, like I saw some eyes looking at me.
Yeah. I think he needs to rework this narrative. Yeah. It's loosely put together. Yeah. So I have a short one here called Eavesdropper.
Oh.
A Maryland Tall Tale. So okay. I am from Maryland, and I don't know that many stories that are specific to Maryland, but it's probably because when we're told, it's not like this happened here. It's like this happened. Obviously here, we're in Maryland.
Yeah.
So there's an old tale which claims that at midnight on Christmas Eve, the cattle will kneel in the barn and speak to one another.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
A conundrum, if you will. No, nobody.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
I had another one.
Yeah. Oh, what was the other one? Do it.
Oh, this one's Barnyard Moos. Greg gave me that one. Barnyard Moos. Once an old Maryland man, whatever that is, an old Maryland man decided to test the tale by hiding in the barn at midnight to listen.
Okay.
So he climbed up a rope to the window and went in the hayloft. He lay down on the rough gray boards and covered himself with hay and waited. Around midnight, he saw all the cows in the barn kneel. I would have shot out of there.
I would have too.
Because you know one's going to look over at you, and they're going to be like, get him.
He saw us. Now.
As soon as we get up off our knees.
Get him.
We're going to stomp the shit out of you. At first, we're going to milk
him. No, they surround him and say, it's too bad you had to see that.
Yes.
We're going to have to take care of that.
I won't say anything about it. That's right. At first, he could not make out any of the words, but then he heard a cow underneath his hiding place say to its neighbor, I'm afraid our poor old master will not live out the year. Moo. Oh, dear, exclaimed the neighbor. The cow.
Yeah.
What a pity. That does not sound like they care at all. What a shame.
What a shame. It'd
be a real shame if our master didn't make it out of here. The man was...
Sorry to see him go.
The old Maryland man was so frightened by the cow's words that he hurried over to the window, wanting to get away from the barn as fast as he could. But his sweating fingers slipped on the rope and he fell to the ground, broke his neck. Boof. Dead. Since then, the people in Maryland have never eavesdropped on the cattle at midnight on Christmas Eve.
So stay out of the barn,
Stay out of the barn. This is interesting.
But how does everybody know that he heard the cows talk?
Well, this is the thing.
If he broke his neck.
That was the first comment. If the man died, how did the word go around about his death? Obviously the cows. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe someone else came and listened.
Yeah.
Or just had an inkling about it. So, I grew up near a cow farm, and, you know, I've never even thought about, like, trying to listen to cows. Like, I don't know any folklore around cows. Mm-hmm. They're pretty much perceived as really dumb animals.
Yeah. And that's just big.
They're big.
And they're dumb.
They're dumb. They're generally friendly, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they would, I don't know if they can get together and kneel like this or have really any ill will towards someone. So this is the eavesdropper.
Hmm.
So don't do it, basically.
Yeah, please.
Cautionary tale. What do you have?
I have the 12 health risks of Christmas.
Well, this is a fun article.
And how to cope with them.
Okay.
So, yes, it's a stressful time of year.
Yes.
And it's a fun time of year.
It's a stressful time of year, a fun time of year, also a depressing time of year.
Yes.
For many people.
And
exhausting.
Yeah, it is. If you're not a big fan of the holidays, you're not alone. This time of year can spark all kinds of unexpected reactions and behaviors in even the most well-adjusted among us.
Like Ajita.
Yeah, so if you're doing great, it's not going to be great.
It's going to fall apart. Yeah. I'm trying to shut down by the 16th this year, just avoid the whole thing.
Yeah, there's loneliness, anxiety, guilt, overindulgence, and bitterness.
There's never enough overindulgence. It is impossible.
And then there's...
bitterness.
Right? Someone threw that in there.
Sounds personal.
To top it off, there's the looming New Year, which is always disturbing since it hits us with the pressure of developing good habits right after we exercise our bad ones.
I'm telling you, people are going to be happy to see 2016 end.
We're going to have a special episode about sayonara 2016.
Yes, goodbye.
Yes. Here's some common holiday pitfalls, mental and physical.
Okay.
And maybe... ways to manage them more effectively.
I'm just going to say on the top, if they're going to tell me to manage my drinking, I'm going to tell them to fuck off.
All right.
All right, just be ready for that.
Okay. Well, number one is overeating.
Hey.
So stop.
None of your business.
Yeah.
None of your business how I eat.
Yeah, they say most of us pack on a few pounds between Halloween and Christmas.
Okay.
Well, fine.
That's all right, because I unpack them from January to March.
Yeah.
It's good. Evens out.
Yeah. They say there's a simple... One study showed to avoid holiday binging, you
sew your mouth shut.
You visualize the binging before you do it.
Huh? That sounds like a plan.
I know.
Like, can you imagine just getting to a bar and being like, okay, we're not going to overdo it this time, Katie. Let's just fantasize about what we're going to drink when we get here.
Right, right.
That's a plan.
When you see something you'd like to gorge on but know you shouldn't be, try visualizing yourself eating, like, M&Ms, as many as you can shovel in your mouth. Be careful not to spare any details about how incredible they taste.
Now I want M&Ms. I don't even like M&Ms.
It sounds counterintuitive, but giving your brain the imaginary taste of hedonism it so desires can actually fulfill the craving.
Huh.
But I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It just whets your appetite.
If I could imagine the taste of a lot of something that I really like to eat, that's just going to make me want to eat it.
Yeah.
Like right now I want to eat a can of cherries. This sucks.
Yeah.
Like
imagining it makes it even worse.
Yeah, it makes it worse. And then you're supposed to go to a place and see it.
Yeah. Holiday depression.
Okay.
This comes on. With all the pressure to be happy, it's hard not to be depressed.
Not in New York. There's no pressure to be happy in New York. Everyone, I feel like in the New York area, everyone knows what a stressful and depressing time of the year this is.
Yeah.
And that's why we get our booze on.
Yeah, it's stressful. Parties, gift giving, food and alcohol intake, time demands, deadlines add to the stress. Oh, Jesus.
Wow, now I'm stressed out. And I want to eat those M&M. What up? What's the next one? Like, what do I have to do next?
Yeah, right.
Now I'm depressed and craving chocolate. Booze.
Yeah, this is a... connect with other people, seek connection and respect. Most of all, take heart. It'll be over soon.
Huh? It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
practice
a time of...
practice gratitude.
This is the time of year, though, that I like. Because there was a time in my life where I used to get stressed out about all, like, the parties and stuff. Now I'm looking forward to it. I'm someone's going to invite me over, give me some free booze, and hook me up with some food. That sounds... And I'm going to be able to see all the people I like in a short period of time in one space. This sounds like a good deal.
Yes.
But that's how I roll.
Yes.
You know, I'm not doing a lot of office functions, though.
No.
So maybe it's a little bit different. Like, my stuff, and your stuff, too, I'm assuming, is mostly, like, friends and family.
Yes, absolutely.
There's no professional stuff going on.
No, no. All right, another thing that hurts is overspending and debt.
Yeah. It's hard, though, because you see stuff.
Yeah.
They put all the best stuff out at this time of year. I'm not a big shop, like a big shopper except for online. But even I am tempted. You're walking around there putting out shiny shit that you want.
Yeah. I was making it look nice. Yeah. And ribbons and
everything's got, and I am a sucker for anything. If there's a sequin.
Yeah.
Or a fake Swarovski crystal on something. Or just shiny.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. God. I'm like a magpie.
So they say, get gifts for those in your immediate circle of friends and family and cards for the outer circle.
You're not so important.
No, I already trimmed that down. I'm like, nieces and nephews, here's a gift.
Yeah, you give to children.
Yeah.
And then your friends is just, like we've talked about before, you exchange things of approximate value, booze.
Yeah. Here's some booze for you.
Or booze-related accessories.
Yes.
So they can get the booze into them.
Yes.
In a classy way.
Your friends, you buy your own stuff you want in the house.
Yeah. It's easy.
I don't need to buy you a vase.
Please don't.
I'll buy you a bottle of something so you can consume it and throw it out.
If I want to later, I can stick a flower in it for a second. Yeah. Then it's a vase before I throw it out.
And then they say, try to pay for most things outright rather than credit cards.
Oh, please. With what? That's all I have.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, you won't get anything.
Let's see. They say...
Although you remember when we were kids, adults... I don't know if you saw your parents do this, but I saw my mom and I saw other people, other adults doing this. They would have their Christmas money and that envelope from the bank.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Because there was no ATM. It was just like you got out your $400 or whatever it was, and then you went around to the mall and it was cash.
Everything was cash.
And when that money was gone, that was it.
That's it. You made your list and you had a budget for each person. And
perhaps you checked it twice.
Yeah. Let's see. There's the holiday attitude. People go holiday crazy. And they feel...
Don't catch an attitude with me this holiday.
Well, advertisers show a Christmas season full of romance, extravagant wealth, wholesome family cohesiveness.
Really?
Major celebrations with friends. And you feel inferior by not living up to this image. Because you see other ones like... Ew.
It's like a Neiman Marcus catalog. Yeah, I saw there's some African-American holiday movie coming out called like Almost Christmas or something. And it's like 20 African Americans in this family.
Yeah.
They're all like around, and they're African American. Like they're pushing the African Americana. Mm-hmm. I think Danny Glover. It's like everyone's like my color. Everybody's got a wig or a weave on. Yeah. They're all wearing Christmas sweaters. Like I've been black my whole life. Who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
Like I've seen so many black families. Who are these people?
Yeah.
I guess that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, but they're showing all these wonderful images, and that people can't live up to it, or they feel like they're doing something wrong.
Yeah,
that they're not experiencing.
I say go check out Bad Santa too if you want to see how Christmas will probably go down.
Yeah, because the media's image of the holidays underscore feelings of loneliness and low self-esteem.
Yeah,
but remember what the holidays are actually about: family, love, togetherness, recentering.
Mm-hmm. Ostensibly Jesus, I guess they could throw that in there, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Another thing to watch out for is household accidents and ER visits. Because people are up on ladders, stringing up lights.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. These are people with homes.
Yeah, there's ice out there. People are slipping on.
That's what's so interesting, because you live in apartments, so do I. I've been living in apartments for a long time. That's the kind of stuff I take for granted. Mm-hmm. I know in my building, I will come home one day around the holidays, and the tree will be up in the lobby. Mm-hmm. All the lights will be up. All the decorations will be up, because they're super. Mm-hmm. And then some of the people in the building who are on the little committee like to do it.
Yeah.
But me personally, no. I'm not getting up on a ladder to do anything.
Yeah.
No.
Drinking too much during the holidays.
Well, I mean, that's all year round, people.
A good rule of thumb is not to drink alcoholic beverages at all at work gatherings.
Huh?
It's not the place to tie one on. I disagree.
Well, they're serving it.
Yeah.
How would that look?
Yeah, I'm not drinking.
They have all this booze and everyone's just standing around.
Yeah, the owner of the company hands you
a drink.
A drink, and you're like, no.
Drink it.
You drink it.
Yeah. you just want to see whatever the level of everybody, if everyone else is three sheets, you want to be two.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
If everyone is four, you want to be three.
Yep.
You just need to be less drunk than everybody else there.
1 year.
Like when a bear's chasing you, you just need to be a little bit faster than the last guy.
That's right.
Hey, you know it is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work.
gets pretty dry in this studio. And you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying a gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine.
One year at a holiday party.
Oh, dear.
People were so incredibly drunk, that it was left standing are me and two other people, and we were calling cars for everyone.
Wow.
We had to call cars to get everyone loaded into the car.
Everyone who was loaded.
Everyone, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's a good party, though. It's a good-ass party.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. If everybody is blotto, then it's like whatever.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to remember all the horrible things that happened.
Yeah.
Have you ever been at an office party where somebody has photocopied a boob or an ass?
No.
Oh, damn it. I always see that kind of stuff on white office parties on TV.
Yeah, that's in a lot of 80s movies.
Yeah.
Somebody is doing that.
So white people never did that?
No.
Oh. That's a shame.
Not that I know of.
You guys are missing out.
Yeah.
It looks like fun in your movie.
And then there's the family stress.
Yes. Well, I mean, just stay away from them. Is that what it says?
If you have a great supportive family.
Who? What?
Then nobody. This is goes out to nobody.
Said no one ever.
But for many people, spending time with the family or extended family is a mixed blessing or incredibly painful. Getting quizzed by Aunt Mildred about your relationship status.
Why has it got to be about Aunt Mildred?
Your job or your irritable bowel syndrome.
Really? That comes up?
I don't.
Honey, how are your bowels?
How's your IBS, sweetie?
How's your IBS?
Yeah, it was your IBS.
Well, it's better than my restless leg. Thank you for asking, Aunt Mildred.
Yes. So if you're in the I can't stand my family boat, make an appearance for a little bit, make the rounds, and politely skip out.
Yeah. Or, I mean, just don't go. Mm. I really feel like if it's going to be damaging to your mental health and nothing is more important than that, mm-hmm. then come up with an excuse to stay away. You got mm-hmm. the flu. You don't want to get everybody sick.
Yeah. That's all.
You know? Huh. The 12 hassles of Christmas.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
Don't overindulge. Sometimes that's the only thing you can do.
And they also, here's another warning about the mall Santas.
Huh?
The mall Santa Claus.
The mall Santa Claus.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids.
A new film by Katie Kessler.
You know, a lot of the kids are sitting on Santa's lap,
okay,
which is fine.
Yeah, fine. As long as they don't take a pee.
There's no hard science about it, but consider how many children he comes in contact with every day.
Mm-hmm.
The mall Santa could be a carrier of viruses.
So could a teacher.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. I just
maybe spray your Santa down.
Yeah.
Before you get there with that, the spray that people use in bathrooms.
Get some hand sanitizer.
Purell Santa.
Rub them down with
Can you imagine if a kid sat on the lap and was like, hold on 1 second, squirt. Would you mind putting the little on there, Santa?
Out of context, that's a really rough sentence.
So if you're planning on staying in this holiday season, I have some suggestions for you. And this is coming from I think these are Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one for every day of Christmas. It's like the 26 days of, you know, Hallmark holiday or whatever. So I went through these movies and just picked out a few that I thought really exemplified the spirit of Christmas.
Ah.
And A Wish for Christmas. This is starring Lacey Chabert from Mean Girls, Paul Green from A Christmas Detour. Sarah Shaw is the type of woman who prefers to sit on the sidelines at work. But when her big idea for a Christmas initiative is stolen... She makes a wish to Santa.
The stolen initiative.
The stolen, that's what we'd call it.
Yeah.
The stolen initiative, Lacey's revenge.
Ooh.
Well, she makes a wish to Santa that she'll finally have the courage to stand up for herself. So she needs courage for Christmas. This is a different story. It's a Wizard of Oz. When Santa grants her wish and she gets a chance to prove herself to her boss, Green, but Santa's wish only gives her 48 hours of confidence. As the clock ticks down, Sarah will discover how to channel the Christmas magic and speak her mind all on her own.
Huh.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? Would they put a guy in that story?
These are for women.
Yeah. All right.
Here's another one. The Mistletoe Promise, starring Jamie King, Heart of Dixie, and Luke McFarlane, Brothers and Sisters. I don't know these shows.
Whatever.
A chance meeting between two strangers who share a disdain for Christmas results in The Mistletoe Promise. Mm. A pact to help them navigate their holiday complications together. But as they spend more time with each other and experience the magic of Christmas, the phony couple discovers there may be more to their contract than business. Based on the best-selling novel by Richard Paul Evans.
By William Shakespeare.
Yes. I have another one. Oh, my God. Okay. My Christmas Dream. So a lot of these stories, they feature, like, widows, widowers, a single dad.
Who's very sad. You know, it's a pitiful situation that bad fortune has fallen on a man. On a very nice man.
And there's a reason why. The reason why he doesn't have a woman is because she died.
Yeah.
You know.
And they had a perfect life.
They
wore scarves. They went apple picking.
There were sweaters. God. Not the ugly kind. The real kind.
Real kind. Nice.
My Christmas Dream, starring Danica McKellar from The Wonder Years.
All right.
I didn't know she was still around. That was the little girl with the dark hair.
Oh.
David Hayden Jones from A Cookie Cutter Christmas.
Well, you know.
And Deirdre Hall, Days of Our Lives.
All right.
Okay. Now I'm speaking your language.
That's right? It. Yes.
Christina Masters McKellar. The manager of McDougal's flagship store is determined to land the position for the new Paris location. She sets out to impress Victoria, that's played by Hall, who I guess is the older woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that is. The store's owner, by creating the best holiday display in McDougal's history. Fresh out of inspiration, despite assuring Victoria otherwise, Christina turns to a recently fired store employee, David Hayden Jones, of A Cookie Cutter Christmas, who also happens to be a talented artist and a single dad to his young son.
Hmm.
As they work side by side, the business relationship becomes personal, and she finds herself falling in love. Will the allure of her dream be too strong, or will she decide not to go to Paris and follow her life's dream and stay with this single dad? And follow her heart.
Okay.
My Christmas Dream.
Should you go to Paris and a life full of adventure?
Yes,
and
or
promise?
Should you stay in this small ass town with Hayden Jones, a single dad from A Cookie Cutter Christmas? So it was interesting because as I put these together, I thought if I had a lot of free time, I would make a chart and chart out the ones that were like single dad, widower, Christmas display, I hate Christmas, accidentally becoming a couple by pretending to be a couple. Like, mm-hmm. This is what happens in the Christmas holiday season for women in Hallmark and Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they somehow, even though they don't want to find a man, a widower,
finds them.
Is thrust upon them.
And they have to come to terms.
They have to come to terms with it, and then they have to give up their dream. Either they have to stay in the town. Or they have to, like, keep their crappy job.
And they had to learn the lesson. The lesson is don't dream big.
Don't dream
big. You were always destined to sit right here.
And there's a single dad in the future for you. Uh-huh. Don't give up. Which is bizarre because we live in a culture where there's, like, so many more single moms. Where's their story?
Yeah.
Where's the story of the, you know, the guy who's out there who's opposite and doesn't realize what love is. And he's thrust upon, you know.
The single mom.
A single mom. That doesn't sound good. He finds himself enamored of a single
That's
mom.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. My Christmas Dream. Ah. All right, what do you have?
I have mistletoe.
Okay.
Mistletoe is a little tiny plant.
I cannot wait to hear how you explain what mistletoe is.
Yeah.
It's a little tiny plant? Like cilantro?
Sure, and you stick it. And tradition calls for you to put it in a doorway.
Okay.
And if you happen to be passing through that doorway when a person of the opposite sex, that's tradition.
Traditional, yeah. Although now, anybody.
If you're underneath the mistletoe of somebody, you have to kiss them.
Yeah. I hated that stuff.
Yeah, I did too.
I used to run.
Get away from it.
Like nobody's business.
Right. So it is, according to Norse mythology.
Oh, is that where we got it from?
Baldur, the grandson of Norse god Thor, woke up one morning certain that every planted animal on the earth wanted to kill him.
You gotta love Norse mythology. Yeah. Just woke up angry. Yeah. That's the wrong side of Valhalla.
Right. The mother consoled him, his wife consoled him, but to no avail, Baldur cowered in his room, half wild with fear. Mm-hmm. And his mother and wife decided to ask every living thing to leave poor Baldur in peace.
Yeah. Leave him be.
Yeah. They begged the kindness of the oak tree, the pig, the cow, the crow, the ant, and even the worm, and each agreed.
Okay.
Then as Baldur paused to celebrate his release from torment, he felt a pain in his chest. He had been stabbed and killed by an arrow made from the wood of the mistletoe plant.
Who did that?
Mistletoe was the one species on Earth his wife and mother failed to notice.
Oh, take that.
Yeah.
I like it. Mistletoe fights back.
Yeah, but the lesson was learned. Never forget the mistletoe.
Excuse me, Baldur died, but the lesson was learned?
Yeah, mistletoe would come to hang over our doors and remind never to forget. We kiss beneath it to remember what Baldur's wife and mother forgot.
Wow.
At least this is one version of the story.
Remember the mistletoe.
Okay, that's one version.
Okay.
And then another story is that the druids, who viewed the mistletoe as magical and hung it above their doors for luck.
Okay.
I like this better. Others say it was hung for fertility. The seeds of the mistletoe are sticky like semen.
Well, and on that note, we want to wish everybody out there a happy Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, yeah. Kwanzmaka, Christmas Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and anything else that you are celebrating.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yes, happy holidays, everybody.
And don't forget the mistletoe.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight we're having tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay. We're not going to the podcaster's ball this year. Can you imagine?
Oh.
The podcaster's ball.
This is something we should do.
The podcaster's
gonna
ball.
We're going to start it. We're going to be the initiator.
But do we all just get together in studios?
No, get all the podcasters and have a celebration.
And make one giant podcast. Oh, the podcaster's ball. I like it.
It's just a...
I'm imagining a chalice. Like a nice pimp chalice. Yes. That says podcaster on it.
It's in the shape of a microphone, but it's got a...
Yeah, but it's dipped out in the center. That has the copyright people.
Yes. Hey, you know it.
We're lawyered up. Don't play. The podcaster's ball. I like it.